Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Laser Team Double Deal. When I was looking for whatever to go see this week, I found something called Laser Team 2, which was extremely strange because I'd never heard of Laser Team. Did a bit of research. The thing wasn't even direct straight to DVD. It was straight to YouTube. Crowdfunded, then boosted by YouTube financing. This should not be a good sign. However, the movie is quite entertaining and extremely well done. Okay, so it's B, C, D, well, probably something like an E or an F. It's not a, well, it's obviously low budget, but the strange thing about it is the quality of acting, quality of direction. Okay, they've got a $39.95 budget for special effects, but it's used so bloody well. It's amazing. Now, the plot's pretty dumb. It's kind of a mix between Greatest American Hero and Power Rangers. Basically, super suit provided for a champion, and five idiots manage to get the suit. And they bumble their way to saving the Earth. Well, that's the general overall plot. Or try to save the Earth, and you guess whether or not they succeed. The fact that there's a sequel is probably a hint that he succeeded to save the Earth in the first one. So I'm going to spoil that one. Now, strangely enough, so I obviously saw the first one, so I could see the second one and get all the in-jokes. You probably can see the second movie without seeing the first one. There is a bit of a recap at the start. I'd recommend seeing both in order. They're not great movies, but they're a lot of fun. They're above average. Like Noel's Bar, they're above average entertainment, science fiction-y romps. They're not the greatest writings, but there's a couple of good ideas. Some of the characters are sympathetic. But they're characters, they're different. They're consistent in their difference. A bit of loser is she, but not bad enough to really annoy me, but I do have an issue with celebrating losers. Anyway, down to it, if you... Never mind the qualifiers. As long as you're not paying like $50 to go see, it is worth it. Of course, you need to have a slight interest in a crossover between Greatest American Hero and Power Rangers. But if you do, there are interesting ideas. It's well done, it's well written, and you don't see that they operated on the budget of $50. And I applaud them enthusiastically and repeatedly. And again, here.